It's time for the press review now on France 24. Diptyka Laurent is here with us, and you're of course starting off with Joe Biden and Donald Trump's debates overnight, which has people talking.
Yeah, that's right, Yinka. It's left no one indifferent. I think that's what we can definitely say. Not so much so for the topics discussed as the performance of both candidates. The general feeling, of course, is that Joe Biden struggled, both from the conservative and liberal press. Let's just show you the New York Times first. Which says he that those words indeed. Biden struggles as Trump delivers misleading attacks. President Biden was shaky and, quote, repeatedly foggy and disjointed, fumbling the ends of sentences while he called Trump a liar and a threat to democracy. Donald Trump, on the other hand, delivered aggressive, albeit often misleading, attacks against his Democrat rival. He remained unapologetic about the quote, alternate reality claims about the 2020 election. The Wall Street Journal, for its part, calls Biden's performance unsteady, while Trump kept to the script in his debate. Essentially, Joe Biden failed to convince voters already skeptical about his capacity to lead. And he really failed to prove that those concerns about his age are understated. He sounded hoarse and appeared to lose his train of thought while discussing inflation and health care, prompting the Democrats to quickly defend his performance, saying that he was suffering from a bit of a cold. I want to show you also this editorial from the National Review, a conservative magazine in the U.S., political magazine, which really accuses Joe Biden of being selfish in many ways. The editor saying that there were plenty of younger, moderate, winsome Democrats who could have challenged Trump and perhaps won. Joe Biden, though, promised to be a bridge for a new generation of Democrats, he insisted on standing for re-election despite visible concerns about his capacity to govern, delivered a debate performance that, I quote, bordered on elder abuse and was ultimately fatal, or will be fatal, for his campaign, at least according to this editorial. Politico, on its website, says Biden bombs, Trump pounces, there was also some very random moments in that debate. Biden and Trump having a mortifying debate, as the New York Magazine describes it, over the most important issue facing the country, their golf handicaps, in a bid to prove that their age is no impediment to governing. The two then squabbled over whose handicap was better and who a drawn-out, machismo-filled insult contest.
Let's turn our focus to another election now, the UK elections, which take place next week.
Yeah, that's right. Good fodder for cartoonists as well. This one is from Dave Brown, who sees the two candidates really as a default choice, or the rejects in a pottery factory, while this one here is from Peter Brooks, who says the same question could have been asked of both the candidates in the US and the UK. Are you really the best choice we have? In any case, there's a lot of focus today on Keir Starmer, the Labour leader, who is poised, at least according to polls, to perhaps win a landslide victory in those British elections next week. Sir Keir Starmer, actually, because he was knighted about a decade ago for his services to public justice. He's a former human rights lawyer, leader of the Labour Party. And as the New York Times notes in this article, for the first time in a long time at least, he could be a prime minister with whom King Charles will have a fruitful relationship. Of course, King Charles, as monarch, is constitutionally not allowed to be politically involved, but it's always important to get along with the prime minister. For the first time, the two men could actually have a fruitful relationship, the New York Times says. They found common ground on several policies, such as Labour's policies on climate change, housing, immigration as well as Britain's relationship with the EU. This, despite Keir Starmer being famously anti-monarchist in his younger days, something he's chalked down to as errors of his youth, if you like. In any case, he's getting a resounding endorsement from The Economist today, the British magazine, which says that he should be Britain's next prime minister, the magazine saying that if it could vote, it would pick Labour because Labour has the best chance of tackling the most important issue facing Britain right now. That is chronic and debilitating lack of economic growth.
Now let's end on the NBA's draft picks that could see LeBron James' dream of playing alongside his son come true.
Yeah, that's right. It's in the Washington Post today, but a lot of the papers are covering it. The Lakers have drafted Bronny James, that's LeBron James's oldest son, in the second round of draft picks. He was the 55th pick of the NBA draft, and their pick means that this is a major step in LeBron's dream of playing alongside his son. For the younger James, it completes a remarkable comeback. You might remember about a year ago, he suffered a cardiac arrest during practice, which then kick-started a very long road to recovery. There is a bit of criticism, though, and that is probably to be expected. Bronny James joining LeBron at the Lakers, the question must be asked, where does winning fit into all of this, Yahoo Sports says, which accepts that nepotism played a factor, and that Bronny James's pick was, quote, totally manipulated, and that nepotism is rife in the NBA. It doesn't mean that anything nefarious is happening. It's just a reality that we must all accept.
Diptyka Laurent with the press review there. Thank you so much.